Lesson 33, Four Beasts. This lesson begins on page 248 of your book. This audio text version does not contain the reading of any listed footnotes. The tribulation of mankind begins with the signing of a peace accord of 7 years' duration between Israel and the Arab world. After Satan gets thrown down to earth, the tribulation is going to go from bad to worse. This is due to Satan knowing he has but a short time remaining. He's going to put everything he has into harming humanity within his final days on the planet. The Bible commands us to be of sober spirit and to be on the alert, for our adversary the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking who he might devour. The devil knows his time is limited and will be filled with absolute fury. The Apostle John gives us a glimpse of what is yet to come. To ensure there is clarity within the text, I want to describe the four beasts of Revelation. The revived Roman Empire is described as a beast. I call this the first beast. It's the organization which initially gives the Antichrist his political power. This first beast is the home organization for the other three beasts. It will be the governing establishment, which will handle the administration of the edicts, orders, and statutes, which the world's population will be required to adhere to. I call the Antichrist the second beast. He is the supreme leader of the first beast. The third beast comes along after the assassination of the Antichrist. John describes him well in Revelation, chapter 13. John explains that he sees yet another beast coming up out of the earth, having two horns like a lamb, but speaking as a dragon. The key to knowing who this third beast is centers around the fact he speaks as a dragon. Thus, this third beast is Satan appearing in human form. John informs us he exercises all the authority of the second beast while in his presence. This makes sense, as we learned that Satan had previously given all power, his throne, and authority to the Antichrist. So, to exercise such power, he will do so while standing near the Antichrist. Satan will still be controlling both beasts at this point. Recall the Antichrist swore to worship Satan in exchange for his power and authority. The third beast has a couple of jobs. First, he will make the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the Antichrist. The earth in this verse is defined as the world's commerce system. This word equates to the verse where Jesus said, "What would it benefit a man to gain the whole world, but lose his soul?" The world he was speaking about is the global commerce system. Those who dwell within the scope of the earth are those who have taken the mark of the second beast, the Antichrist. In exchange for their worship, people will be allowed to participate in global commerce. The words of Jesus were a prophecy to a coming time when the people of the world would be doing precisely that, trading their souls for the opportunity to buy bread. John then goes on and identifies the second beast as the one whose fatal wound was healed, the Antichrist. The third beast, Satan, gets people to worship the Antichrist by performing great signs and wonders. The Bible says, he will even make fire come down out of heaven within the presence of mankind. That's a tough sign to produce, so it's no mystery why people will be totally amazed. But it's all part of a larger deception. The signs are not from God, but from the devil. The third beast will then get followers of the Antichrist to fashion a metaphysical aura of some sort, created in the image of the Antichrist. It could be along the lines of a larger-than-life statue that takes on the appearance of the Antichrist. Or, it could be a type of hologram that looks completely real. Remember, the Apostle John lived before any such technology was present. Anyone who's visited Las Vegas or Disneyland has seen such specters. John explains that this image will come alive and speak. This live image, ghost, or apparition, I call the fourth beast. Reading words of the Bible today, we know this is some form of deception. It will occur within the same realm as seen on the big screen in Hollywood. They have famously made each of us believe we've seen live dinosaurs. The technology John is alluding to will be sufficiently advanced to make everyone believe that it's all completely real.
How real?
John says, it will be to the point that the image is going to persuade followers of the Antichrist to go out and kill those who refuse to worship his image. Do you think the political climate surrounding President Obama and Trump was bad?
Well, my friends, you haven't seen anything yet.
People on the side of evil will soon be killing those who fail to step in line with their ideas and philosophy. If you haven't taken notice of it yet, the very organization Satan will be building is designed to imitate the Trinity of God himself. The first beast represents heaven, the physical realm of God. The second beast is supposed to be the Messiah. He's the one who died for those who agree to follow him. The third beast is prototypical of God the Father, giving his power and authority to Christ. With the fourth beast being a simulation of the Holy Spirit. At best, Satan is only able to muster up a poor imitation of God Almighty and his throne. Satan is a created being, just as we each are. Therefore, he's limited in scope, able to only be in one place at a time. Satan's goal is to get all of humanity to worship him. So, by appearing in physical form, controlling the Antichrist like a puppet, and using modern technology to create a ghostly apparition, he can appear to be in three places at once. Satan will attempt to be three persons at once. And he will successfully fool most of those persons alive at the time. But, those who have the genuine Holy Spirit within them will be able to spot the counterfeit Trinity for what it is, an abomination. As I put pen to paper to write this book, I am amazed at the demonic control Satan is exhibiting even today. Despite seeing prophecy coming true right before their eyes, many persons just dismiss it out of hand. The truth is, they refuse to see prophecy for what it is, proof we are living within the end times. Friends, everything is happening just as the Bible says it would. In my imperfect mind and body, I know I can't have all the details correct. But, I trust God to allow me to have gotten the bigger facts right. Please use this book as a spiritual wake-up call. So, Satan is going to get inhabitants of the earth to worship the Antichrist. The Bible says he will cause all men, great and small, rich and poor, free men and slaves, to take the mark of the beast. In case you hadn't noticed, John gave us some parameters from which to find oneself. If you are alive and breathing after the rapture, I guarantee you fit into one of the three categories somewhere. He goes on to say each person will be offered a mark on their right hand or forehead, should they choose to worship the Antichrist. Anyone failing to have the mark will not be permitted to participate in any form of commerce. John goes on to define what this mark is. It will be either the name of the Antichrist, or the number associated with his name. There's been a lot of guessing about what sort of mark the Antichrist will use. The word mark, used in the verse, is karagma, and means a mark providing undeniable identification, a symbol giving irrefutable connection between parties. To be truly effective, the mark must allow persons to identify others. They will want to see if a person has the tattoo or not. If the fourth beast is going to cause followers of the Antichrist to kill those refusing to worship him, they'll need some visual symbol to identify who's who, from among the sea of humanity. My guess is the mark each person will receive will be some kind of tattoo. A tattoo is a mark that others can use to visually determine which side you are on. By placing it on either the right hand or forehead, it will be easily seen for those looking for it. I believe each person will be able to select which location they want their tattoo placed. Depending on culture, each location will be a local favorite. I also believe, each person will get a choice of which form of tattoo, the Antichrist's name, or his number, they have placed upon themselves. God demands that we surrender our heart, mind, and soul to him, in order that we might be saved. In reality, these three things represent our three-dimensional free will. Satan is giving the illusion of offering people a choice, by allowing them to select which tattoo they want, and where to place it. Make no mistake, my friends, taking any mark of the beast will require swearing your allegiance to Satan.
no matter which mark you choose, or where you place it, will have the same result, eternal damnation. That means spending an eternity in the lake of fire, away from God. Man lives a brief time. Even when allowed to live 1,000 years, we have no true concept of eternity. Imagine all you want, but we cannot conjure a real idea of what forever means. If we just died and ceased being conscious, then eternity means nothing. But that's not what the Bible teaches. It tells us we will be awake and aware of our surroundings. I wager that spending even as little as 5 seconds inside the lake of fire will be too much for any person to rationally or physically endure. Unlike the Antichrist, God will not try and force you to choose his side. He completely respects our ability to exercise our free will. My continuous prayer is that those electing to read these books will also choose Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lesson 40 explains how you can do that. Please read it carefully and decide for Jesus. Lesson 33, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, List and describe the four beasts of Revelation. Question 2, How will the Antichrist get his followers to go out and kill those without the mark? Explain. Question 3, Define what the Greek word charygmar means. Question 4, What are the options each person will have for taking the mark of the second beast? Question 5, Describe the fourth beast. Discuss what type of image it might be. Question 6, What happens if a person takes the mark? When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 34, The Mark of the Beast. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 7 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 34, The Mark of the Beast. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 34, labeled 7.34, The Mark of the Beast, to hear the next lesson.